Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Ma'ay Daf Nun Aleph and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, starting Perek Shishi HaMekabel. So the Mishnah, HaMekabel Sode Yisrael, person who receives a Sode from Yisrael, which means receives, means that he is a sharecropper. He takes a portion of the produce and the rest he gives to the owner. Or Mina Nochri, he gets it from a goy. Mina Kusi, or Mina Kusi, depends on the discussion. How do you treat a Kusi? Choylek Lefrem. He gives them their portion. He doesn't have to worry about their portion. Because the fruits that grow in the land, he takes whatever his chelik is, mechza, shlish, or via, half, third, or quarter. The rest he gives to them, and it's not his responsibility. It's their fruits. Ha-choyker sodem Yisrael, which is a type of a lease. Basically, a person gives the owner of the field a certain amount of fruits or money, and it doesn't matter how much produce happened. It doesn't give a percentage of the produce that grew in the field. He gives them a set amount. So in that case, it's not considered to be that the owner, he's the owner of the fruits. He's just getting this as a payment. So therefore, the din is, Achok Yisodim Yisrael, Toirem V'Noysen Loi. He does Trumo and gives him the fruits. Regarding Trumo, before giving the fruits to Yisrael, he's already obligated in Trumo, he needs to do the Trumo. But Maiser, the Yisrael will do the Maiser. Because the Maiser, the Yisrael, gets the fruits, we'll do the Maiser, and we'll see more about this in the Gemara. The whole case that regarding a sharecropper, that if you give the owner the fruits that belongs to the owner, you don't have to worry about it. That's only if he gives the owner from that same field and the same fruits. So he shows, I'm giving the owner the fruits that belong to the owner. He's giving him from a different field, or you mean acher, or a different kind. In other words, he has wheat growing in the field, and he's giving him from barley, which is growing to the other side. He's not giving him a portion of what's growing. He's giving an equivalent of it. So then, ma'aser v'noisel lo, he has to do ma'aser, because that's considered to be already payment. It doesn't get, it's not, you don't look at it as if the owner is taking his own fruits. We're holding an aleph on the base. The Mishnah continues. Achoyke sodem en anochri, someone who rents from a goy. Maisa v'noisa lo, the fruits that he gives to the goy as a payment, he has to do maisa before he gives him. Different than the Yisrael, he only does truma. By goy, he does maisa as well. Similarly, if a person is a sharecropper, but it's not the field that belonged to the goy. It's a field that belonged to this Jew all the generations, and eventually he needed the money, so he sold it to a goy. So we tell him yesterday he's responsible for Truma and Maisers because we want him to be busy with it, and that will encourage him to redeem the field and bring it back to his own possession. Says the Gemara, Omai V'yechana Zu Divi Rav Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Avdi Chachomim Mi'Yisrael Choylek Mina Goy Toyrim. Chachomim hold that when you take from Yisrael, so then in Chedami, the owner is going to be the one taking Truma and Maisers. But if you take it from a goy, if the sharecropper is taking it, the owner is a goy, so then he does have to do at least truma. And the reason for this, it's a knas in order to make sure that the sode will not be by the goy. Says the Gemara Tanikem, we have a brisa this way, and we're using the girso, not the way it's printed. Hamikabel sode min a goy. Someone is a sharecropper by a goy, toyim v'neisim loy. We don't say he has to do truma. On Shimon Gamliel, ma im yutze a goy hazeh shaloy li truim peroisov. If this goy decides, I don't want to do truma, so you can't force the goy to do truma, and so therefore you don't do truma on behalf of the goy. And the choylek omriach lefana, we give him his fruits. In other words, Shimon Gamliel is the one who says the owner of the fruits is the goy. The goy is the one who's supposed to be responsible for it. We don't take the truma on behalf of the goy, and that's like our mishnah. Says the Gemara of Zehiro, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah, Rabbi Yanai. We learn the pasuk as follows. This is the drasha the Gemara brings many times in Shas. Atem gamatem l'rabba shluchachem. You learn that the idea of a shliach, that a person can make a shliach, you're learning from Truma. And by Truma it says, atem gamatem, this is the word gamatem, to tell you, not only you, but also someone who comes on your behalf. And you learn from there what? Ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. The same way you are Jewish, so your shliach needs to be Jewish. Atem osim shliach, fe'en agoy osim shliach. You could do a shliach, but the goy cannot do a shliach. So now the Gemara comes and says, "Abiyotso sover meimar, in a goy yose shliach biadach echaver." Rabbi Yisrael loyse. Rabbi said, "Okay, a goy cannot send his friend, his goy, another goy to become a shliach, but he could appoint a Jew to be a shliach." Says the Gemara, "Rabzeru mino atem oisim shliach v'lo b'Yisrael. V'tikavos lahin agoyos ishliach afilu b'Yisrael. The same way with the pasuk Yudash, the we Jews can make shliach Yisrael, and atem gavate means that you can make a point to shliach with Yisrael. So when you come to exclude the guy, the same way the guy cannot make a shliach a guy, he cannot make a shliach Yisrael either, because it's the same drash from the pasuk. Atem gavate, you can appoint Yisrael as a shliach. Hi, a guy cannot appoint Yisrael as a shliach. So the more if so, heitzim Rabbi Shaya v'amastisu misayeo le'Rabbi Yochanan. That's the girsa over here. The girsa that Rabbi Chaim brings on the side is a Rabbi Yoso. We have a braisa like a Rabbi Yoso that a goy could appoint a Jew to be a shliach. What is it? The whole time Shimon Gamliel is, the goy maybe doesn't want to do truma, you can't do it on his behalf. But if the goy would like to do truma, if the goy does have interest in be mafish truma of these fruits, so then Yisrael could do it on his behalf. So you see, the Yisrael could be a shliach for the goy. Says the Gemara, from Beis Amudalaf on top, Omer bo b'mamin al yodov. We're not saying that the goy can appoint the Yisrael to be a shlech on his behalf. But if the Yisrael did it and the goy comes and says, oh, I'm happy with what you did, it's as if the goy himself did it. It's not that he appointed a shlech. Shlech means he sends someone to do it on his behalf, he does it on his own thing. Here, if the Yisrael is mafish and the goy comes and says, I trust you, I think what you did is right, the goy is as if he's the one doing it, no riot from here, that a goy can appoint a Jew to be a shliach. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Nun Aleph.